Jesus lives, the victory's won. Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. The St. Peter congregation, shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckert, is a part of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and, as such, is Christ-centered and service-oriented. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter, and we look forward to sharing Christ's word with you through scripture and song on this sixth Sunday of Easter. Today we hear of the beginning of Paul's second missionary journey, traveling with Silas and Timothy to the city of Philippi in Macedonia. Here he meets Lydia, a Gentile spoken of as a worshiper of God, as she believed in the God of the Jews, the God of Abraham. Paul then tells her of the fulfillment of God's promise of salvation in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Paul has already answered the question asked in the hymn, "Hark the voice of Jesus crying, who will go and work today?"
A reading from the 16th chapter of Acts. A vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia was standing there, urging him and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." And when Paul had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go on into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. So, setting sail from Troas, we made a direct voyage to Samothrace, and the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in this city some days, and on the Sabbath day we went outside the gate to the riverside, where we supposed there was a place of prayer, and we sat down and spoke to the women who had come together. One who heard us was a woman named Lydia, from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple goods, who was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul, and after she was baptized, and her household as well, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay." And she prevailed upon us.
Hark the voice of Jesus crying, who will go and work today? Fields are white and harvest waiting, who will bear the sheaves away? Loud and long the Master calleth, rich reward he offers thee. Who will answer?
The psalm for today is Psalm 67. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Lord of mercy, God of grace, true the brightness of your face, shine upon us, Savior, shine. Fill your church with light divine, and your saving manifest end unto earth's remotest end. Let the people praise you, Lord, be by all that live adore. Let the nations shout and sing, glory to the Savior King, at your feet let's begin.
Epistle reading, John describes the beauty and grandeur of the New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven, with gates named for the sons of Israel and foundations named for the apostles. The opulence and light are greater than anyone is able to envision. Until we arrive in the glory that Jesus has earned for us, which we receive by faith in his death and resurrection, we can sing of that glory in the hymn, Jerusalem the Golden.
A reading from the 21st chapter of Revelation. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. And he who was seated on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. Also he said, Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son.
Thank you.
The gospel reading for today takes us back to the middle of Jesus' ministry. He met a man at the pool of Bethesda who had been an invalid for 38 years. Jesus told him, "Get up, take up your bed, and walk." We join in his joy at being able to walk in the hymn, "I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light," reflecting also on the light that will be present in our eternal home.
A reading from the fifth chapter of the Gospel according to St. John. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, in Aramaic called Bethesda, which has five roofed colonnades. In these lay a multitude of invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man was there who had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been there a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be healed?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, and while I am going, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Get up, take up your bed, and walk." And at once the man was healed, and he took up his bed and walked.
I want to walk as a child of the light. I want to follow Jesus. God set the stars to give light to the world. The star of my life is Jesus. In him there is no darkness at all. The night and the
Members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School sincerely invite you to come worship, learn, serve, and live with Jesus. Our weekly worship service is Sunday morning at 9 a.m. This is followed by Sunday school and Bible study for all ages. Various small group Bible studies and other activities meet throughout the week. For more information, please call 574-896-2025. The church and school are located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you. The St. Peter Joyful Gatherings continue this Wednesday evening with Joyful Noise, fellowship for children and their families. The gathering is from 5:30 until 7 p.m., with a light supper being provided for all. Christ is risen. Alleluia.